ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So we are reading from the 10th canto, chapter number 11, text number 5.
Nate tad duktam jagrahur na ghatete titasya tat balasyotpatanam tarvoho kechid sandigdhachetasah. Nate
wrote by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Because of intense paternal affection, the cowherd men headed by Nanda could not believe that Krishna could have uprooted the trees in such a wonderful way. Therefore, they could not but put their faith in the words of the boys. Some of the men, however, were in doubt. Since Krishna was predicted to equal Narayan, they thought it might be that he could have done it. Purport. One view was that it was impossible for a small boy like this to have done such a thing as pulling down the trees. But there were doubts because Krishna had been predicted to equal Narayan. Therefore, the coward men were in a dilemma. Hare Krishna. So the episode is the pulling down of the Yamal Arjuna trees and the deliverance of the two demigods, Nal Kuir. So these young boys of Vrindavan who witnessed this episode are reporting to Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda what they saw. They witnessed that the trees collapsed because this young Krishna, Bal Krishna, baby Krishna, he pulled the ukhal between the two trees. The ukhal toppled over, got stuck between the two trees, and Krishna tugged at it. The two trees collapsed, and two effulgent personalities emerged from that tree and offered prayers to Krishna. And this was being witnessed by these young, small Gopa boys, and they have in the previous verse spoken that we saw the trees were pulled down by Krishna, and we saw these two effulgent personalities emerge from those trees, and we saw them fold their hands and offer prayers to Krishna. We saw it. So naturally, such things don't happen. I mean, you don't expect to see a small child pull down two trees, especially those trees such as these trees which have been described here. It is explained in this, by some devotees previously. I heard one lecture in Vrindavan where one devotee was explaining that in some place there was a huge storm and a hurricane, and many buildings were leveled, many trees were uprooted, but all those trees which were not uprooted were the kind of trees which have been described in the Bhagavatam about these two trees which Sri Krishna pulled down. So that devotee was saying that these trees, this Yamal Arjuna, whatever you call them, these trees which Krishna pulled down, were one of the most deeply rooted strong trees which take deep root. Storms may bring down palm trees and all other trees, but they cannot bring down this kind of tree. And the Brajbasis, they have in-depth knowledge, they're living in the forests. So they know everything about trees, naturally. So you do not expect that a small child will pull down two trees, obviously. Don't expect that. And that too, if this episode is being narrated by, again, children, you know, you don't take them very seriously. Sometimes they may lie, not sometimes, many of the times they lie, they brag and they say so many things. So Nand Maharaj and Mother Yashoda and all the Brajbasis, seeing this wonderful event which took place, two trees are falling and so many wonderful things that they're amazed that what is happening here? Could it be that Krishna has pulled down these trees? Is it possible? Or maybe it's possible, who knows, because there is some, you know, they had some doubt that maybe he is Narayan, he is Krishna, he is the Supreme Lord. So that kind of doubt was there. That he is God, maybe our son is Bhagavan, Narayan, you know. So that is the thing. So here Prabhupada is explaining in the translation and in the purport, it is explained that Mother Yashoda and Nand Maharaj, because they were overcome with their parental affection, they could not understand that he is Narayan. They could not understand that. Even though they knew, they understood, they had the knowledge that he is God actually, but because they were, so they are not in ignorance. But their knowledge is still being overcome by love for Krishna. Because you cannot say that they are ignorant. Because Krishna says in the Gita, Abhijananti maam moodha manushim tanam ashrita, that those who don't know me, they are fools. Those who don't know my nature, being transcendental, being the Supreme Lord, being the Supreme Personality, Sri Narayan, they are fools. So naturally, we are speaking about the Brajbasis, who are the greatest of all devotees. So they cannot be fools. They are not mudas. They are the greatest jnanis. All these Brajbasis. So, what is it that is happening? I mean, why aren't they knowing that he is Bhagavan? Is because here it is explained that they are so much overcome by bhava that they are forgetting that their child is Bhagavan, Sri Narayan. Because Gargacharya told them, childhood, when he was young. So what we can understand here is that if you want to understand God, Bhagavan, and if you want to come close to him, if you want to win him over, the process is not gyan. The process is love, bhakti. So when we try to understand God, that's one thing. We are using our organ of a brain. But to understand Bhagavan, you need the organ of the heart. So from your heart, you understand Bhagavan, not from your brain. Of course, these are high-level talks. First of all, at least we try to use our brain. People are not even using their brains to understand Krishna. People are not even opening the Gita and Bhagavatam to understand who is Krishna. So this is high level talk that we use hard to understand Krishna, because there are many people who are saying, using this excuse that I am, like you tell somebody chant Hare Krishna and then they say, no Prabhu, Krishna is always with me, din raat main Bhagwan ka hi smaran karte rehta hun, and all these excuses people give. So certainly, you know, these are all high level talks. This is 10th canto naturally. So yes, of course, first of all, we use our brains to understand Krishna. After you've understood that Krishna is Bhagavan, then a person must rise above to understand, to give one's heart to Krishna, to develop affection for Krishna and rise above Gyan. Just on Sunday, I took one program and one congregation member comes and says, they already read the Gita before, but still the problem that they're expressing is that, Prabhu, I don't know, but whenever I read the Gita, you know, I feel very sleepy. I just don't know what to do. Bahut neend aati hai. The sooner I open it, I feel so sleepy. Just as some of us must be feeling sleepy during the Bhagavatam class. So that's natural, is it not? I mean, because to understand, to learn, to study is not everybody's cup of milk. So it's difficult. So, but still we must use our intelligence, knowledge must be there. What is Atma, what is Paramatma, what is our relationship, Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojan. We should study Gita, we should sit in Bhagavatam classes, we should hear, these things are necessary. Therefore, Mahaprabhu says, Siddhanta balya chitte na karha alas, iha haite krishna lage sudrida manas. That one should not be lazy, one should study the Shastras. Siddhanta balya chitte na karha alas, don't be lazy and avoid reading or understanding Siddhanta. Iha hoite krishna lage sudrida manas, that by studying the Shastras you actually bolster your faith, your mind becomes strong, your intelligence becomes strong, your faith in Krishna becomes strong, your faith in the process becomes strong. So Mahaprabhu says like that, Siddhanta balya chitte na karha alas, iha haite krishna lage sudrida manas. So we should study. So here we can see that the Brajbasis are using their heart. They're so much in love that they've forgotten that Krishna is God. And they're simply amazed at what wonderful things are going on here. Small child kills this huge 12 mile long or 12 mile tall, this demoness Putana, and then so many other demons of mammoth proportions and mammoth sizes, they're all being killed, Trinavarta, Putana, and now we can see that Krishna has pulled down these two trees and they're simply amazed to see such, if you will, you know, magic show. It's like a magic show. Fascination. You know, people like to see magic shows, is it not? Or people like to see some powerful presentations of power and might. I was just seeing one clip on some Olympic game, one clip where one guy is 77 kilogram category lifting, 200 kilograms of weight. Russian guy. Yeah, he's lifting and everybody's watching, yeah? And with great power he's lifting and ooh, and everybody's like, focus, wow, what power. And just in the middle of that, his arm snaps from here and the weight, his hand breaks from here and the weight falls on his back and he falls down. So people, you know, people go to see these Olympic games to see all these wonderful feats of power. So Brajbasis were getting to see all these wonderful Olympic, you know, greater than Olympic episodes live, where small child, what to speak of these big bodybuilder is lifting weights, but small child is lifting, you know, or bringing down trees is such an amazing. So we see that in Vrindavan, all these wonderful entertainment was available. Krishna is giving the Brajbasis entertainment. So that means devotees get complete entertainment. They are not deprived of any entertainment. So why do we have to give up studying Bhagavatam and go to UK and attend Olympic Games? It's no need. Some of our probably congregation members must have gone. At least I know of one who has gone to UK Olympics. They didn't say that I'm going for Olympics, but some relatives are there, going to meet them. So anyway, so the thing is that any Olympic game, somebody said, you know, 0000000. It means shunya, shunya, shunya itam, everything. What is the whole purpose of Olympic Games is nothing but a big zero. It's meaningless, you know. You see, you go to see people swimming, you go to see people jumping. It's like what animals do, like, you know, fish swim in the water, you know, kangaroos jump. So their destiny has been sealed. People who love to see people swim and people who swim, they become fish in their next life. Prabhupada said, you know, people who jump, high jump, and they love jumping, okay, fine, become kangaroos, you know. Naturally, you will have the ability to jump. But you see, these wonderful leelas of Sri Krishna are so entertaining. You don't have to go to any Olympic Games to see the wonderful presentation of might and power and prowess. One can see that how Krishna himself is providing all the wonderful entertainment to the Brajbasis, that they're simply amazed to see the incomparable power of Sriman Narayan in the form of Sri Krishna. So there is another such episode in the Shastras of how the Brajbasis were really amazed to the point of rebellion. That this happened after Krishna lifted the Govardhan hill. Krishna lifted the Govardhan. And the Brajbasis seeing this live show, weightlifting show. Left hand, little finger, 7 days, 7 nights, non-stop. The Brajbasis were simply amazed and they thought, this is too much. So after the episode took place, all the Brajbasis got together and there was a rebellion. So they went to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda and they said, look, Nanda Maharaj, you are our Lord and Master. We are all members of your community. No secret is hidden from us. As a leader, you must not keep any secrets from us. But still, we can see that there is some secret you have kept from us. We have seen that this boy is extraordinary. He is doing all these extraordinary feats of pulling down trees, killing some tall demonesses, lifting Govardhan Hill for 7 days, 7 nights. This is not an activity of ordinary boy. He's doing the work of Kshatriyas, we know that you are from a simple cowherd community. You are Vaishyas. If Balaram would have manifested these symptoms of prowess, we can understand he's a Kshatriya. But Krishna is manifesting these symptoms of strength, it's quite unlikely. Moreover, we can see, Nanda Maharaj, you are fair in complexion. Mother Yashoda, we can see that you are also fair in complexion. But look at this Krishna. He's darkish in complexion. How's that? Something is fishy going on. Something is really fishy. So you must reveal to us. What is the secret? And then Mother Yashoda, she started shivering because there was a revolt. Their own community members were threatening to leave the community if they did not reveal the secret. So then Nanda Maharaj, he spoke, yes. Gargacharya came and he performed the naming ceremony for Krishna secretly and he revealed the identity of Krishna as being Swayam Bhagavan. And he spoke it and he told the truth. So then the Brajbasis became very upset. They said, you kept this secret of the naming ceremony of Krishna, secret, which is so important for us. So we leave your community. We abandon you. And they left. All the Brajbasis leave Vrindavan. They go to they go to Radharani's father, Vrishabhanu, and they complain to him, saying that, Vrishabhanu, look, you are such a wealthy man, you are such a kind-hearted soul, you are the leader of this wonderful community. If you truly care for us, we respect you. We request you that we have abandoned Nand Maharaj, you also abandon him, because he has kept this great secret from all of us. He does not consider us as a member of the community, and therefore we request you to reject him. Reject him immediately. So what is it that you are complaining about? I know Nand Maharaj, he is my best friend and he is a great soul. Why should you speak like this? He said, because he is saying that Krishna is Supreme Bhagavan and Gargacharya revealed it to him. What is this all going on here? So then Nand Maharaj, Vrishabhanu Maharaj, he revealed the secret. He said, yes, Gargacharya, he revealed this. He predicted that Krishna is Bhagavan. And not only Krishna is Bhagavan, but even Radharani is the eternal Adi Lakshmi in the spiritual world. And that is the truth. And he spoke what Gargacharya said. Amusham shumshas tadaveshaha kalapurna prakatyate vyasa dyaishya smrita shashta paripurnatamam swayam amusham sho marichyadir amusho bhargava brahmadyastada kalha kapila kurmadya avesh bhargavadya purno narsimha ramascha shvetadvipadhipo harihi vaikuntopi tada yagyo naranarayana smrita Paripurnatamam Sakshat Shri Krishna Bhagavan Swayam Asankhya Brahmand Patir Goloka Dhamni Rajate Sadhya Prani Pavitrani Jagata Mangalanicha Kakara Kamala Kanta Rukaro Ramityuta Shakaro Shad Gunapati Shvetadvip Nivasakrit Nakaro Narasimhoyam Makaro Aksharogni Book Visargascha Tadayetau Naranarayana Smritaha Ramaya Rakarasyad Akaras Twadi Gopika Dakaro Dharayahisyad Akaras Virajanadihi. So, Gargacharya predicted who Krishna is. And he said that the Lord has got various incarnations, six in numbers. Amsham Shomshastadhavesha Kalapurna Prakatyate Vyasa Adyaishya Smrita Shashtaha Paripurna Tamah Swayam. There are six expansions of Bhagavan or incarnations in six different categories you can put them. Amsham Sho Amshaha Amsham Shomshas Tatha Avesha. Sorry. Kalaha Purna Prakatyate. This has been spoken by Veda Vyasa and it is explained that. And the other rishis. And Paripurna Tamah Swayam. So there are six numbers. Amsham Shomshas Tatha Avesha Kala Purna Prakatyate Vyasa Adyaishya Smrita Shashta Paripurna Tamah Swayam. So Amsham Sho Marichi Adir. So Amsham Sho, the part of Sri Krishna Bhagavan is Marichi Adir, Marich and the other incarnation. Amsho Brahma Adayastada, and Brahma, etc., comes in the Amsha category. Kalaha Kapila Kurma Adaya, Kapil Kurma, they are called as Kalaha Avatar. Avesha Bhargava Adaya, and Avesh incarnation is Parshuram, Bhargava. Purno Narasimha Ramascha. The full incarnation is Narasimha Ram. Purno Narasimha Ramascha Shvetadvipa Dhipo Harihi. Harihi in Shvetadvipa is also Purana Avala. Vaikunthopi Tatha Yajno. Yajna in Vaikuntha is also Purana. Naranarayana Smritha. Narayan also Purna. Then he says about Krishna. Paripurnatamam Sakshat. So there are five already completed. Now the sixth one, which is the perfectly complete. Paripurnatamam Sakshat Shri Krishna Bhagavan Swayam. Asankhya Brahmanda Patir Goloka Dhamni Rajate. That he is a lord of unlimited Brahmandas, Goloka Dhamni Rajate, that is the abode of Goloka, the Nijadham of Shri Krishna. So, then he says, Sadhya prani pavitrani jagata mangalani chakakara kamala kantarukaru ramityutta. So he says that ka means what? Ka comes for kakara kamalakanta, kamalakanta, husband of the god, goddess of fortune. Rukaru ramityutta is Ram. Shakaru shad gunapati is the lord of all the six opulences. Shvetadvipa nivasakrit is living in the Shvetadvipa. Shvetadvipa nivasakrit. Nakaro narasimhoyam is Narsimha. Akaras yaksharognibhuk, agnibhuk, yagya, he's yagya. He's the enjoyer of the yagya offerings. So, and not only visargascha tathayeto naranarayana smritaha and the Krishnaha naranarayana, two dots. This is the explanation of Krishna. So, Krishna is God, that is Bhagavan Narayan, that is the prediction of Gargacharya. Not only Krishna, but also my daughter, Radharani is Adi Lakshmi, Ramaya Rakarasya, Akaras Twadi Gopika, Dhakaro Dharayahi Syad, Akaras Virajanadi, she is the Bhu Devi, Shri Devi, Viraja Devi, she is the embodiment of all three. So then they were amazed to find out, to hear these words from Rishabhanu Maharaj. So they accept. They said, yes, we accept. Sorry, we had this misunderstanding. But you please, tell us, do something by which we can develop, we can see personally with our own eyes that how Sri Krishna is Bhagavan. So Rishabhanu makes an arrangement. He says, all right, no problem. So then what he does is, he fills up cartloads of pearls, big fat pearls. Lakhs and lakhs and lakhs of pearls. He puts it on carts and sends it to Vrindavan, and with a message to Nanda Maharaj that we offer our daughter Radharani in marriage to Krishna. So please accept these offerings. So the thing goes there. Nanda Maharaj receives those huge cartloads of nice, wonderful, beautiful pearls which nobody has ever seen before in this planet. So opulent, so sparkling. So they get these pearls. And Nanda Maharaj, seeing all this, he was like ashamed and embarrassed because he did not have anything in comparison to the pearls that Rishabhanu Maharaj had given. So then he thought, I should do something, what to do. So he was very embarrassed, he was in anxiety. So at that time, Krishna, seeing the anxiety of his father, he took 100 of those pearls and went into the field and planted them. After some time, Nanda Maharaj came back and he saw some pearls were missing. And he said, Krishna, where are the pearls? And he said, I planted them in the field. I sowed them. Maybe we'll get some pearls growing out of those trees. So Nanda Maharaj became very upset and he said, what is this? My ignorant child, why have you done this? I cannot repay these pearls in any way, and you have went and you've lost them. Come on, immediately tell me where you have actually sowed these pearls. And Krishna takes them, and when he goes there, he finds trees and bushes and wonderful pearls in thousands and thousands growing from plants. And then Nanda Maharaj realizes that my small child is Bhagavan Narayan only, Vishnu only. And they pluck out all those pearls, put them on carts which were, and each pearl which Krishna had grown were far more bigger, far more resplendent than the pearls which were sent by Rishabhanu Maharaj. And they filled up the carts and sent it back. And then the Brajvasis, seeing all this, were thoroughly amazed to see the wonderful leelas, the amazing leelas of Sri Krishna in Vrindavan. Krishna Bhagavan ki jai. So this is the wonderful Braj Leela which takes place every day. Practically, Brajvasis get to see this wonderful pastimes. So there are various such amazing leelas of Sri Krishna. Recently there was this Rath Yatra festival, and we were discussing some leelas of Jagannath, very amazing pastimes, which is also very amazing actually. So one such story comes in Odisha of one king named King Kulashekara. Now, he's not that Kulashekara of South India. but it's another Kulakshetra, who was king of Odisha. So this king was once visited by his guru. So his guru came and he offered his obeisances. And after he got up, one fly sat on his forehead. One fly sat on his forehead. So he shook off those flies. He just wanted to shake it off. So when he shook off that fly, some dust particles which were stuck on his head after he had offered obeisances fell down. So when the guru saw that, he did not like it. So he looked down, and King Kulashekar asked his guru, "Maharaj, did I do something wrong? It seems something I did you did not like." So then his guru said, "You know, when a disciple offers obeisances to his guru, the dust particles which get stuck up on his body and his head deliver him from the sins which he has committed in as many number of lives as there are dust particles on his body. So because now you have removed those dust particles from your head, you have been deprived of that benefit. And in one sense, it is an offense to the guru by doing that. When you shake off, it's not good. It's not a good etiquette." So Kulashekar felt sad that he had committed an offense. So he thought, "Let me do something. So I should atone for my sin." So he called his Purohits. He made them study the Shastra. And he made them find out what is the atonement, prayaschit, for this papa. So then they find out. So they told the king that according to Shastra, anybody who offends Guru must make a copper plate, 12 feet by 3 feet or whatever dimension, copper plate, put it at a height of around 10-12 feet, fill the gap between the ground and the copper plate with burning coal. And when the plate gets hot, you offer 108 obeisances on that. So the people, when they heard it, they said, "Oh, this is crazy. You know, how can anybody offer obeisances on a copper plate which is so hot? I mean, the king will die. Anybody will die. It's not possible. Forget this whole issue." Kulashekar said, "Nothing doing. I have offended my guru. To atone for this sin, I will do this." And he arranges for that copper plate to be arranged, and he puts it on that height. And the coal is burning. And in front of everybody assembled, and all the people shouting and screaming, saying that, "Maharaj, you don't need to do this. You know, this is, you are going to die, and we will be deprived of a very noble king. You should not do this." And they're screaming and shouting, and in front of everybody, this King Kulashekara, he goes and offers obeisances. And soon as he offers obeisances, his whole body is charred, he's like burnt completely. He's nearly dead, half dead. And everybody is screaming and lamenting, and he does not relent. And he does 36 obeisances he offers. And at that time, Jagannath comes, seeing his dedication. Lord Jagannath comes in the form of, in an invisible form, and he creates a protective layer between the plate and the king, and he protects him. And personally, after he completes his 36 obeisances on that plate, the Lord frees him from all pain, lifts him from that place, brings him down, and tells him, "Kulashekar, your atonement is complete. There is no need to atone any further. I am completely satisfied by your prayaschit, by your devotional service." So we can see these amazing leelas where the Supreme Lord does amazing things for protecting his devotees. We have not heard of such a thing, but we can see that in Krishna Leela. There's one very nice story of when the gopis go to Krishna and they tell Krishna, "The whole world is worshipping you. Who is your guru? Who is your guru? Where did you learn all this knowledge from?" So Krishna said, "I learned it from Durvas." He says, "Yeah, Durvas, huh? Can we go and meet him?" So Krishna says, "Yes, he lives in this forest, you go." So the gopis, they decide, "Okay, we'll go." So they prepare all nice prasad and everything, and they prepare to go to meet Durvas. middle of the night. But they come to Krishna and they say, Krishna, but can you give us a method how we can cross the Yamuna? So Krishna says, don't worry, when you reach the Yamuna, you tell the Yamuna, if Krishna is brahmachari, please give way. So the gopis start laughing. They say, what are you saying? I mean, you are spending your nights with us and, you know, with so many girls, how can you be brahmachari? What kind of brahmachari you are? So Krishna says, you just go and you say. If that is the truth, it will happen. So the gopis go with all the prasad and everything to Yamuna. Yamuna is flooded and they go and say, if Krishna is brahmachari, give way. And Yamuna gives way and they cross. And they were amazed. Simply amazed. How can this be possible? Anyway, they go to Durvas and they meet him and they offer their obeisances. And Durvasa welcomes them very nicely. Tells them, why have you come? They said, we have come to serve you. You are the guru of our beloved. So we have come to serve you. We brought all this wonderful prasad for you. Please, you should have all this. So Dura says, yeah. And there is everybody, all gopis are coming forward. My prasad first. Dura says, okay, just wait. Everybody, keep all your bhoga here. And I will fulfill all of your desires. No problem. And there are thousands and thousands of gopis with a lot of prasad. Huge pots of prasad. And Durva says, don't worry. So all gopi, whoever, what all y'all have cooked, you personally come and put it in my mouth. So the gopis, they say, all right, we first. And then one by one they come. Don't worry, I will eat everybody's prasad. All the gopis, they bring their prasad and they personally put it in Durvasa's mouth like this. And Durvasa is eating. And in front of the eyes of all the gopis, Durvasa ate all the prasad. Thousands of pots of prasad yet. And all the gopis are looking at each other and say, "Oh, amazing. That is amazing. How can anybody eat so much?" So then after that, they are all satisfied. And the gopis, they tell Duras Muni that we are very thankful that you accepted our service. So now you please, you know, allow us to leave. I said, please, Hare Krishna. So when they are going back, they think that how can we cross the Yamuna? So, Durvas Muni, please tell us a way how we can cross Yamuna. Well, we are coming, Krishna gave us a route, gave us a method. Now, you give us a method. So then Durvasa says, when you reach the Yamuna, say, if Durvas is Nirahari, you should give way. Gopi started laughing. He said, what are you saying? I mean, you just ate in front of us all these huge pots of, you know, prasad. How you can be Nirahari? Durvas says, you just go and you say that. And if it is the truth, it will happen. So then the gopis go, they reach Yamuna and they say, Durvas Nirahari, if he is Nirahari, give way. They cross and they go and they were amazed and they go and meet Krishna. And so Krishna says, did you meet my guru? He says, yeah, we served him very nicely. It was so good and so wonderful. Your guru is so wonderful and all that. And then Krishna says, anything amazing? So he says, amazing? Everything is amazing. So what's amazing? When we went, you said that we should tell Yamuna that you are brahmachari. And she actually gave way. That was amazing. And after Durvas Muni ate all our offerings, we came back and we told Yamuna that please, if Durvasa Nirahari, give way. And she gave way, which means that both these statements are the truth. That is amazing. When we saw that you are not brahmachari, you are with me, us, all the while. And Durvasa in front of us ate all those plates and pots of Mahaprasad. And he's saying, is Nirahari, this is amazing. How is it an amazing? Please satisfy our doubt. So then Krishna, he spoke from the Gita. He told Gopi Gita. He says, Yasya sarve samarambaha kama sankalpa varjitaha jnanagni dagdha karmanam tamahu panditam buddhaha. So in essence, he told, this is what is the meaning of nishkam yoga, karma yoga. That yasya sarve samarambaha, when you do so many activities, but when there is no selfishness involved, yasya sarve anarambaha kama sankalpa varjitaha, when there is no selfishness involved in any activity, when you are doing an activity, but you are doing it with no motive, with no selfish motive, as Krishna says in the Gita, brahmani adhaya karmani sangam tyaktva karoti yaha lipyate nasa papena padma batram evambhasi. Just as a lotus is in a pond of mud, But when it comes out of the mud, you don't see mud on the lotus. Why? Because the lotus does not touch the mud. So, Brahmani Adhaya Karmani, so when you're offering the results of your work to Supreme Brahman, Bhagavan Shri Krishna, then Lipyate Nasa Papena, sin cannot touch you, just as mud, dirt does not touch the lotus. Even though the lotus is growing from the mud, similarly a person living in this world is not of this world. A person living, performing thousands and thousands of activities in this world is not doing a single work, is not touched by the reactions of all those work. Having done all those activities, he has not done any activity. This is the secret of performing action in this world. Be in this world, but not of this world. You possess things, but let not the things possess you. You live in a house, but don't let the house live in you. You may possess so many things, you may do so many things in this world, but Krishna is explaining, if a person does it with detachment, without any selfish motive, then that is truly selfless work. That has no reaction. And therefore, I, being in your association, have nothing to gain from you. I am simply associating with you because I want to reciprocate with your love. You are so lovingly wanting to serve me. I am just reciprocating with that. I have nothing to take from you. I am Bhagavan. Atma Ramascha Muneyo Nirgrantha Urukrame. Even my devotees are like that. They don't have, they're self-satisfied. They don't need anything from outside. I am self-satisfied. I don't need anything. I have no lust. Similarly, Duras Muni, what does he want from you? He wants nothing from you. He simply drinks Ganga water, Yamuna water, little dhruva grass he takes, he crushes it, he drinks that juice, that is sufficient for him. He does not need to do anything to satisfy his tongue. He does not need to eat so many palatable dishes to satisfy his tongue. He has simply eaten because you have offered with love and devotion. So just to reciprocate with you, he has done that. So therefore, even though I am with you, with so many girls, I am Brahmachari. Durvas has eaten so much, he is Nirahari. And that is the truth. And that is the secret of living in this world. So these are the amazing pastimes and the amazing teachings of Shri Krishna. And the Gita is also so amazing. Bhagavatam is also so amazing. And Srila Prabhupada has given us such an amazing process by which we can so easily cross over and attain the lotus feet of Shri Krishna. Such an easy, amazing process. So amazing that people cannot even believe that this can be the truth. I was recently speaking with one congregation member and I said, so what are you doing? Very pious, very pious, amazing, doing puja and paath and all those things. So I said, why don't you chant? So she said, I cannot chant because I'm doing puja early in the morning, we do puja. We are strict vegetarians and we do puja for half an hour in the morning. But I said, puja is not meant for this age, you know. Satyadhyayato Vishnu Tretayam Yajato Makhe Dvapare Paricharyayam Kali Tad Hari Kirtanat. So this paricharya, what you are doing puja is meant for Dwapar Yuga. So if you are doing puja and you are saying, I don't want to do Naam Sankirtan, it is like you are 5,000 years behind schedule. You are 5,000 years outdated. You are not updated. Update karo bhai. Aap apna computer ko update karte ho ki nahi? Everybody wants latest updates. You know, your phone, your computer, everything is latest updated. But when it comes to spirituality, they don't want to update. Latest update is available, Harinam Sankirtan. You know. So, that should be updated. Previously, you used to get these, you know, audio cassettes. TDK, Sony, you know, this used to run in big tape recorders. Nowadays, you get these chip, microchips. And in one chip, you get 32 GB, 64 GB. Which can play for a month. So small. And previously, you used to get this big tapes, such big tapes. Or even VHS tapes used to get, you know, those videotapes. Which plays a 1.5 hour movie, 90 minutes. And we are available in the market. Can you imagine somebody going into the market and saying, ye kya hai? This is latest 64 GB MP3 player. Oh, wo kya hai? And somehow he's got an obsolete, you know, stock souvenir from the past. TDK tape player. I says, how much is this? This is 2,000 rupees, this is also 2,000 rupees. This is souvenir, I'll take this. And they take this and plays a tape, putting the tape and playing it. It makes no sense. said, why don't you update? What is the update? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
This is the power of Harinam. This is the power of Harinam. So this is the process. We hear, we hear, we chant. This is the process. You are doing puja at home, what is the use?
You do Nam Sankirtan, that is will give you benefit.
So very small, but very powerful, so much of capacity. 32 GB, small microchip. This is the technology. So Mahaprabhu has given the latest technology. Unparalleled. So we have to take that and listen to Bhagavad classes. There's no need, people go, where were you? I don't know, we were out of station, we had gone to all Tirth. So people like to travel everywhere and all, going to Tirth places and all that. But Mahaprabhu has given us a process. Chant Hare Krishna, sit for Bhagavad Gita classes, Bhagavatam classes, this is the process.
Yada Tirthatanam Kurvan Shat Janma Tapah Para Tada Satsanga Metyashu Shri Krishnam Prapnu Yamnara.
Yada Tirthatanam Kurvan, when you go for hundreds and hundreds of Tirth places, Tirth Yatras, Shat Janma Tapah Para, 100 lives you do tapasya, then you get association of devotees, Shri Krishnam Prapnu Yamnara, then you can attain Shri Krishna.
So that satsang and hearing is the process. Chanting Hare Krishna and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is the process which Srila Prabhupada has given us. We're very grateful to Srila Prabhupada and all his associates for providing such a wonderful facility to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, the amazing pastimes of Shri Krishna and his devotees in Vrindavan. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.